Chrysanthemum breeders are a proud and numerous lot, and they protested to the real, if improbable-sounding, Committee on Spermatophyta. There are also committees for pteridophyta, bryophyta, and fungi, among others, all reporting to an executive called the Rapporteur Général. This is truly an institution to cherish. Although the rules of nomenclature are supposed to be rigidly applied, botanists are not indifferent to sentiment, and in 1995 the decision was reversed. Similar adjudications have saved petunias, euonymus, and a popular species of amaryllis from demotion, but not many species of geranium, which some years ago were transferred, amid howls, to the genus Pelargonium. The disputes are entertainingly surveyed in Charles Eliot's The Potting Shed Papers. Disputes and reorderings of much the same type can be found in all the other realms of the living, so keeping an overall tally is not nearly as straightforward a matter as you might suppose. In consequence, the rather amazing fact is that we don't have the faintest idea, not even to the nearest order of magnitude, in the words of Edward O. Wilson, of the number of things that live on our planet. Estimates range from 3 million to 200 million. More extraordinary still, according to a report in The Economist, as much as 97% of the world's plant and animal species may still await discovery. Of the organisms that we do know about, more than 99 in 100 are only sketchily described. A scientific name, a handful of specimens in a museum, and a few scraps of description in scientific journals is how Wilson describes the state of our knowledge. In The Diversity of Life, he estimated the number of known species of all types, plants, insects, microbes, algae, everything, at 1.4 million, but added that that was just a guess. Other authorities have put the number of known species slightly higher, at around 1.5 million to 1.8 million. But there is no central registry of these things, so nowhere to check numbers. In short, the remarkable position we find ourselves in is that we don't actually know what we actually know. In principle, you ought to be able to go to experts in each area of specialization, ask how many species there are in their fields, then add the totals. Many people have, in fact, done so. The problem is that seldom do any two come up with matching figures. Some sources put the number of known types of fungi at 70,000, others at 100,000. Nearly half as many again. You can find confident assertions that the number of described earthworm species is 4,000, and equally confident assertions that the figure is 12,000. For insects, the numbers run from 750,000 to 950,000 species. These are, you understand, supposedly the known number of species. For plants, the commonly accepted numbers range from 248,000 to 265,000. That may not seem too vast a discrepancy, but it's more than 20 times the number of flowering plants in the whole of North America.